SRN News. I'm John Scott. Addressing a huge gathering of military leaders in Virginia this morning, President Trump says his administration is changing the military's culture and that America is under invasion from within.
After spending trillions of dollars defending the borders of foreign countries, with your help, we're defending the borders of our country from now on. We're not going to let this happen.
Secretary of War Hegseth also spoke. He says he's ending standards that allowed less fit troops to serve.
Today, at my direction, each service will ensure that every requirement for every combat MOS, for every designated combat arms position, returns to the highest male standard only. Because this job is life or death. Standards must be met.
The secretary said the era of politically correct, overly sensitive, don't hurt anyone's feelings leadership ends right now at every level. The international community is mostly on board with President Trump's Mideast peace plan. In joint statements with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Trump says he hears Hamas may agree to the proposal.
If Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
The German chancellor says the president's 20-point plan is the best chance to win the war. Drug maker Pfizer agreeing to lower drug costs and invest $70 billion in U.S. manufacturing under a deal struck with President Trump's administration. And barring an 11th-hour Senate agreement, the U.S. government is poised for a partial shutdown. The deadline, midnight tonight. This is SRN News. New congressional legislation addresses religious persecution in Nigeria.
The legislation is authored by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. It would require the U.S. to designate Nigeria as a country of particular concern due to significant violations of religious freedom in the country. Baptist Press reports the CPC designation would impose numerous U.S. sanctions. The U.S. State Department had put Nigeria on the list in 2020, but then removed it only 1 year later. A recent report says 30 Christians are killed each day for their faith in Nigeria, the deadliest country worldwide for Christians. George Williams, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will stop scheduling abortions this week as it works to find a way to provide the service in the face of Medicaid funding cuts in President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Abortion funding across the U.S. has been curtailed due to pro-life advocates and their representatives. This is SRN News. There are questions how a new Ethiopian dam is affecting flooding in neighboring Sudan.
Earlier this month, Ethiopia inaugurated the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, or GERD, Africa's largest dam to boost the economy. Addis Ababa says the dam has helped lessen floods that have recently hit Sudan, but speculation rises over whether it has actually caused the deluges. Khartoum on Saturday issued a flood alert citing rising water levels along the Nile River's two main tributaries, the Blue and White Nile. Sudanese authorities maintained the alert on Monday. I'm Charles Dulesma.
A senior North Korean diplomat reiterating that his country won't give up its nuclear weapons despite numerous international demands to do so. Speaking at the UN General Assembly in New York, Vice Foreign Minister Kim Sun-yong characterized his country's nuclear weapons as crucial in keeping a balance of power with South Korea. More details at SRNNews.com.